Proclamation number 8225 of 27th of July, 1962. Complete instruction. Just always abide by my word which says, my spirit will guide you into all truth. As soon as you are willing to receive from me yourselves, knowledge will be made accessible to you which you cannot describe as piecemeal. For although you will only ever receive wisdom which you are able to comprehend, which corresponds to your state of maturity, the knowledge you receive will nevertheless be a complete instruction which encompasses everything you need to know, a correct portrayal of my nature, a reason for your existence on earth and the purpose of creation, my plan of salvation of the return of the spiritual that once fell away from me, and the pure gospel, which contains the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, as well as the divine teaching of love, which is the epitome of that which is the human being's task on earth. Whoever is informed about all this cannot truly speak of a peace work. His knowledge can certainly still be extended by much. He can certainly still penetrate deeper wisdoms, yet even this little can be regarded as completed knowledge, because it corresponds to the human being's still deficient state, his spiritual degree of maturity, which therefore would not be able to draw to the bottom of divine wisdom, for such knowledge is the epitome of the beatitude of supreme beings of light, and even then it still remains unlimited. For my love and wisdom knows no limit. But I have promised you that my spirit will introduce you to all truth. And I will truly withhold nothing from you which serves you to mature your souls. And you may also penetrate further and further yourselves if you shape yourselves such that ever brighter light can shine into you. Yet even that which you have already received can be called light. For when my spirit is working it will only ever radiate light, yet the light can shine in different degrees, and thus knowledge can always deepen as a person's degree of maturity increases. However, divine instruction can never be described as piecemeal if I myself want to guide people into truth through these instructions, for where I myself am at work there must also be light. And the human being must be able to fill every gap in his knowledge, there will be nothing which could cause the human being to ascertain a gap in his knowledge, for he will receive enlightenment about everything he merely desires to know. Yet it is understandable that my love will never overspend itself, I will always want to and be able to make my children happy. And thus the measure of knowledge full of wisdom will also be able to increase indefinitely. Because this is the bliss of the beings of light to constantly receive and be made happy by me. Human knowledge, on the other hand, will always remain piecemeal, for the intellect is limited and whether it tries to penetrate spiritual knowledge or earthly knowledge, it will always be limited, and it will always remain piecemeal as long as the spirit from me does not switch off the intellect and can instruct the human being truthfully, so that an awakened spirit can also provide his fellow human beings with correct earthly enlightenment. However, if I convey my word to earth in order to bring the truth to people, I will also choose the suitable vessels for myself into which my spirit can flow. And then the knowledge will reach people which will give them the right explanation and also answer their every question. I will also try to make people understand what they don't absolutely need for the maturing of their souls. If they have an earnest desire for light to come to them. And people very often ask questions which I then answer in the form of my gifts of grace from above. That my word is then conveyed to them through which they receive proper enlightenment. For divine wisdom is inexhaustible, my love is unfathomably deep, and I know about every question asked on earth and in the kingdom of the beyond, and I will answer as soon as I only recognize the earnest will for truth, which only I can distribute but will always distribute according to the questioner's degree of spiritual maturity, so that my promise will be fulfilled. I will introduce you to all truth. Amen.